This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, to great radio stations along the Genesis Communications Network, GCN Live, and the website. And, of course, we're also broadcasting to select Salem Media Group stations out there in some of the largest markets across America. And you'll hear us dropped in here and there on some of the leading independent stations, just for good measure, around the country, as well as around the world via the Internet. Our show streams live at GCN Live. It also streams live at my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and many of our affiliate stations also have a web stream going when my show's on the radio live. Now, we also are up on the Westwood One satellite, so you can hear us that way. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there right now working on the third watch, the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and certainly our FedEx and our UPS drivers out there, we appreciate all of you, and our bulk mail haulers, too. Let's not forget them. Very important part of the scenario, getting the mail delivered. And, of course, our suicide jockeys delivering the gasoline, the diesel, the jet fuel, and whatever else needs to be delivered in the way of petroleum products. And, of course, we also want to remind you that you can find us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. That's the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. Like the page, follow us over there, and you'll know what we're doing. And MeWe, Gab, Getter, Truth Social, Twitter, our handle's Captain's America. Find us over there. And, of course, if you want to get our podcast, it's available not only at most of our affiliates, the link to the show, that is on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And, of course, you can find us at Amazon Music, Spotify, Player FM, Radio Guan in India, Radio Boom Play in Africa, Google, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and Apple Podcasts. We're there on all of those great sites. And we're fixing to add some more, too. So we'll be telling you about the ones that we'll be adding in the days and weeks to come. All right, let's go over here and let's dig up that guy out west, because he's just sitting there wondering what to do next, because the heat has pretty much gone away where he's at. But it's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
Hey, thank you, Captain. Hello to everybody out there.
Okay, and everybody wants to know again, how hot is it?
Well, actually, I was doing a little traveling around the area on Friday, and I actually went through a place called Temecula. It's out in the,
I know where it is.
The desert area.
Yep.
Yeah, it was about 103 or 104 going through there. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. By the way, it's 81 degrees here right now where I'm at in Tampa, Florida, clear skies. And, again, the temperatures are going to be up there, but we won't be getting the bulk of the heat. It'll be to the north of us up there around the 75 and I-10 junction, and then again down there in South Florida for sure. But we'll get into the weather. But right now we've got to get into the Pledge of Allegiance. Are you ready, sir?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
one nation under God,
indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And the reason that we emphasize the words under God is because the people in this country founded this country on Judeo-Christian values. And some people will argue and say they've gone away, we're no longer a Judeo-Christian nation. But I beg to differ with you. About half of the country is, and depending on where you're at, it's more than that, especially in the South. We call it the Bible Belt for a reason. And if you ever come down here, you'll find out. And it is what it is, and I think our country needs to find more divinity, if you will. How's that for a word? We need to find more divinity.
Well, I think you're right. And, of course, our founding documents, the very notion of common law in the Western civilization is based on things like the Ten Commandments. Yeah.
Now, there are people talking, anticipating what's going to happen Monday. That is a closed-door session, by the way, when we have Devin Archer testifying. We'll be closed-door. He is being kept under wraps because he's had death threats against him and members of his family, as we might well expect, because apparently not only does he have testimony, Kyle, he's got audio tapes of Joe Biden's involvement, direct involvement, in the money laundering system.
Well, you know, you always hear about the idea of the smoking gun or you know, this pivotal piece of evidence that could be presented. So obviously we'll hear what these tapes actually say, and then we'll be able to evaluate, you know, what they really mean. But overall, the testimony of Archer is going to be incredibly important, I think.
And, of course, he was the guy that was Hunter Biden's best buddy, and they were in business together, and they come up with this scheme to be able to make money and divvy it out. And he made money, and Hunter made money, and the Biden family made money, and Daddy-O was bought and paid for by some foreign governments, which is why maybe some things are happening the way they're happening. And, oh, by the way, how about AOC? She is apparently paying a Chinese-registered foreign agent is on her payroll. What's that all about?
Well, that's very interesting. I haven't really heard about that, but I'm certain that
it's on Fox, front page news.
Well, then it's got to be a very important problem then, and we'll find out more about it.
Well, you can take a look during the break. Okay, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I hope you'll be having a good day and a great weekend wherever you're at. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're tuned in to the hardest-working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, and while you're locking things in, how about locking in the website, MyPillow.com, and go over there, use the promo code Captain, that's right, the promo code Captain, and save yourself a bunch of money on what Mike Lindell is selling at MyPillow.com. Now, he's got literally the whole freaking building, warehouse, and everything else he could think of to put out there up for sale in some form or fashion. He's doing this because it's the 20th anniversary of his company with over 80 million pillows, My Pillows sold. Amazing. Utterly amazing. And, of course, the regular My Pillow is buy one, get one, the regular size My Pillow for $19.98. Then they have the queen size pillow, which is $19.98. You save $50 on it. $10 more for the big king-size pillow, and away you go. But they're selling things at up to 80% off the regular price. Just go take a look at it and use the promo code CAPTAIN, and then you'll find out what the actual price is to you and how much you're going to save. By the way, you can also call them, and they're there right now, day, night, 24/7, at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Give them a call. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Take advantage of all the things they have on sale there. And believe me, you are going to be one happy camper when you see the money you're going to save. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Now, not to be outdone, but we saw what happened this week with Mitch McConnell. And then, I don't know if it was the same day or the next day, we saw what happened with Dianne Feinstein, when all she had to do was answer the word I, and she couldn't quite comprehend what was being asked of her, and tried to give a little explanation of her vote when she didn't need to do it, and on her assistant or whatever says to her, just say I.
Well,
Right. I think it was another senator initially that said to just say And, so it's really kind of difficult to see these kinds of things transpire, isn't it?
Well, Nikki Haley, of course, running for president herself and former U.N. ambassador under Donald Trump, says that McConnell and maybe others, referring to Senator Feinstein, need to proves the need for a competency test as to whether or not they can do the job. And you might as well go ahead and enter into that the guy from Pennsylvania, Fetterman, who we've seen stumble along doing his job.
Well, yeah, I know that there's definitely thoughts out there about such things, and how to approach it, I think, would be kind of the difficult question to answer. We know, Captain, that, for example, the cabinet, the president's cabinet, can get together and declare that the president's somehow incapacitated, right?
Article 25.
That's right, the 25th Amendment. And it's not necessarily that the president would be non-compos mentis in a coma or something like that, but others, the president could be compromised in some way. And so there are these sort of subjective things that might come into play, and they would have to decide about that. But whether or not there's an objective way of creating a, quote, competency test for a serving politician might be a different animal, only because once you're elected, you're elected. In other words, Dianne Feinstein's term continues to run unless barring some medical issue or her stepping down, she's in until her term expires.
Well,
unless she gets reelected.
Mitch McConnell was just elected, I believe, 2 years ago to a six-year term, and he says he's going to finish his term. But what, here we go. Now you run the risk some of these people will wind up dying in office. What's that prove?
Well, yes, and that's unfortunate, of course. Yes, this is a very interesting question. But the reason this question is being brought about, of course, is that you do have several key elected officials that are starting to get very high up in age, including President Biden, including former President Trump as well. So these are very good questions.
But Biden may be, 77 years old? Trump may be 77 years old, but he's got the mind of a 55 or 57-year-old, and Biden's mind is that of a 95-year-old, and he walks like a 95-year-old person.
Well, again, people do age differently. Age in itself is not a factor, is not the deciding factor per se. But I do think that part of what a lot of younger people, younger voters these days are concerned about is candidates that are very high up in age at this point. And I understand why they might think such a thing. But again, it's about how do you comport yourself? How do you communicate? That should tell the tale.
And I kind of can relate to this a little bit because before I had my episode a couple months ago, or maybe a little bit more than that now, who's counting, I was starting to walk around and kind of not act mentally that way, but I was walking around like as if I was 80 years old myself because of the problem I was having. And now that we've got this under control and I've made this recovery, remarkable recovery, thank you, Lord, I feel like I'm back in my 20 years younger. That's what I feel like.
And that is, we're all very, very happy and thankful for that, of course. And that's because, again, there's age and then there's health, right?
Yeah.
So all these are factors that go together. So you could be very healthy 80-year-old, right?
Yeah.
Or you could be a very healthy 88-year-old or 90-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
But
Chuck Norris.
It all depends.
Chuck Norris.
Yeah, Chuck Norris. Well, yeah, we just got to send Chuck Norris over to Ukraine. I think he could take
And by the way, Chuck
part.
Yeager. Remember Chuck Yeager?
Well, sure.
He was flying.
But
he was flying until he was almost what? He was in his 80s. He was still flying an airplane.
I believe so. Well, there's one and only Chuck Yeager. But even conversely, you could be 40 years old and be incredibly unhealthy, right? And so it's all a relative.
Yeah. Yep. Now let me see. I'm looking at my clock. Okay, still got time. Amazon has now been forced to issue a warning about two new scams that their customers are falling for. What is that all about? I have not heard that until right now.
Well, one of the great things we get to do here on this program, Captain, is do some public service, right? And that is to warn people that in some cases, scammers are actually calling people and they're posing as they're from Amazon customer service. And then they tell them that there's something wrong, there's an issue with their Prime membership, for example, they need to reinstate their account, they can't do that, and unless they do that, they won't be able to buy anything, and then guess what? They get they get some of your information, right? And then there's another one that calls up people and says, your Amazon account has been deleted. And then they're going to send you this link that you can click on, and then you can verify your account. Guess what? They got your information again. And so you got to be really careful. Somebody calls you on the phone, you might want to verify it. You know, don't give your credit card information or credentials, your login credentials over the phone to somebody. And so this is just something you want to be on the lookout for. And Amazon is trying to get the word out about this.
Now, in the stupider than thou statement, we'll mention this story. Are you ready?
Sure.
As Ford Motor Company loses billions of dollars on their EVs, their electronic vehicles, they are actually embracing and pushing and advertising the hell out of electric vehicles. I know he likes it. Yes, sir. Laughing man loves that one. You're losing billions of dollars on electric vehicles, and then you turn around and you push the hell out of it to try to sell something that isn't working.
Well, one of the things Ford is doing is they're realizing that all electric, you know, the 100% EV is not really resonating with the consumers. So they are looking into producing more hybrid models that would have an engine that helps to charge the electric motor, this kind of thing. So they maybe have seen some writing on the wall here, knowing that at the very least, people want a backup. They want that gas engine to power their car.
I'll tell you what I saw. I saw a big, big area, probably several hundred electronic pickups, Ford F-150s, I believe they were, electronic pickups, all electric, all marked such. I drove around the block to make sure I saw what I was looking at was what I was looking at, and it's right here in Tampa, not on the beaten path, but off the beaten path a little ways. But isn't that something, that they have that many electric vehicles, and if they were selling them, you wouldn't see them there, would you?
Well, that's right. That's why they feel they have to make this shift to a different kind of platform.
You used the word shift. I was thinking something else, but that's okay. Hold that thought there, Kyle. Hold that thought. Okay, folks. Bottom of the hour, coming back. Your stations get to identify themselves, pay a few bills, maybe even give you the weather along the way. And we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S.
USA News update. President Biden taking action to curb sexual assault in the military.
The president signed an executive order today stripping commanders of the authority to decide whether to pursue charges in cases of sexual abuse, rape, and murder. The decision will instead fall to a new group of independent special prosecutors, advocates of military sexual assault victims for years have pressed for such cases to be taken out of the chain of command, arguing victims were too often denied justice. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Americans will only be able to buy LED lights from retailers as a ban on incandescent light bulbs begins next week. The ban officially starts on Tuesday. It'll only be illegal for stores to sell the light bulbs and companies to manufacture them, but it won't be illegal to own. The Department of Energy said LED lights provide more light using less energy and last a lot longer. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate. Best I've ever worked with, they truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
Already Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. I'll be over there Monday morning for a follow-up at 11 a.m., so maybe I'll see somebody there or someone of you there. But Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, check it out. You'll be glad you did. Okay, back to the telephone line, and we've got a caller, and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is here. Good morning, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
All right, let's go to the phone line. We've got Iron Mike, one of our favorite callers. Iron Mike, what's up?
Well, I'm going to make a prediction on the Trump
process with the Democrats. The next thing they're going to charge him with after they lose this one is they're going to get him on pollution. And because they're going to catch him breathing carbon dioxide, which they list as a pollution. And they'll be able to scientifically prove it in court.
Okay.
The other thing is that the ship that's on fire, and it's still on fire, hasn't sunk yet. There was over 4,000, regular vehicles on there. You know, they're all new vehicles, and over 500, EVs, electric vehicles, mm-hmm. On there. And what do you think that's going to do to shipping rates? Because a lot of cars coming into this country, that's the way they're shipped in those types of ships. The insurance companies will skyrocket their rates.
Yeah, the ones that come in from overseas, exactly. You're right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this thing is not only that, I don't think that ship is going to stay up because the flames, you should see how, you know, they're 200 feet high and they're hotter than hell. You know, the color, you can tell by the color that it's a tremendous fire.
Hazardous material.
And then all that crap is going to be down in the ocean, all those batteries and leaking out the thing. It's an environmental disaster. I'll tell you the captain and the professor, if they convert completely to electric vehicles, I'm going to find me a Cuban mechanic and have a 53 Impala.
Good for you. Good for you.
Classic. Classic.
Yep, yeah. Exactly. Then he won't
talk to you later.
Okay, thank you. Then he won't be Iron Mike. He'll be Classic Mike. All right.
They've got those old classic cars. They keep them running in Cuba somehow.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, Japan has raised the alarm over China's military and Russian ties. And Taiwan, of course, the tensions there, and a new defense paper. And, of course, Japan is starting to load up, getting ready for whatever it is may or may not be coming in their region. And they're starting to point some of their guns, some of their weapons towards China.
Well, you mentioned that this was a paper, a report, basically. It was a 2023 defense white paper report. What it could signal, though, too, Captain, because of what they're finding in this with these new ties, China, Russia, so forth, it could see, we could see that there could be a break from the traditional post-war policy of the use of force regarding self-defense for Japan, with their defense forces. So, in other words, the world could be changing dramatically right before our very eyes because, pardon me, countries like China and Russia are on the move in the way that they are.
Now, China has defended their trade with Russia after the United States is saying that equipment used in the Ukraine might have been exported. I wonder how we can tell that something might have been exported when we find out that Ukraine is using North Korean rockets to fire at the Russians.
Well, of course, you know, we talked a little bit about this on yesterday's program, and this is a follow-up to that with the notion that the U.S. intelligence was seeing that China is giving Russia this technology and other forms of support, in some ways also to circumvent sanctions that have been there. But get this, folks, you may want to take out a pen and paper and take notes. Guess what the Chinese government said about all this, Captain? They said it was normal economic and trade cooperation.
Sure. and let me tell you what a Florida judge said that wasn't normal. A Florida judge ruled against Disney in their feud with Governor Ron DeSantis in the state of Florida. Not good for Disney, but of course that's a little bit of good news for DeSantis when he found out that his polling numbers were now down lower than what they've been since he started against Trump and the others.
Well, yes. So this is a little bit of a victory for DeSantis and what his dealings with Disney of late. Disney itself, too, Captain's having all kinds of problems. You know, they have, I think attendance has been down at the parks. I can't really speak to Disneyland. I haven't been to Disneyland in a while. Certainly they rely heavily on a lot of people coming to the theme parks. But then also at the same time, their movies are kind of flopping, and they can't seem to get it yet that the movie-going public is not really thrilled with what Disney's actually releasing these days. So, and then there have been, I think, some real shakeups having to do with their animated movies and this kind of stuff. So we'll see what happens. And Iger, last I heard, Iger's so fed up with all this stuff that maybe they'll start selling stuff off. Who knows?
Mm. Speaking of Taiwan, like we did a second ago, the United States is about to give Taiwan $345 million in arms aid, which they will be using over China's protests. They're protesting about this. And, oh, you can't do that. We have an agreement. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, well, yeah, they got an agreement all right.
Well, the official stance of the U.S. government, right, is the one China policy.
Correct.
But at the same time, though, I think that we're trying to help people who want to be independent and have every right to be like that. I know that we're probably setting off some alarm bells, you know, with the Chinese Communist Party on that notion. There's going to be an event sooner than later having to do with China wanting to, quote, reunify with Taiwan. It's going to be very significant, and all this goes into hopefully staving that off or perhaps even having it never happen.
Now, here's some good news to the workforce around the country and around the world. The demand for skilled workers is on the rise here in our country.
Well, that's right. So manufacturers, they're saying that they're going to be needing a lot of people with specialized skills. This comes from a survey done by the National Association of Manufacturers. They're going to try to find people who can come in and do these jobs. It's not just, it's not rudimentary. It's actually something that, you know, obviously people need to know how to do. And of course, Captain, we built industry in this country, you know, since after World War II as well, just in the modern time, where, you know, America was producing all kinds of great stuff, and we can do that again, and improve on whatever we're doing now too. So, but it's going to have to take people to be able to do that, skilled people.
Now, the other thing is, and I got to do this quickly, the key Fed inflation rate fell to its lowest annual level in nearly 2 years. Joe Biden's already singing the praises of this, talking about Bidenomics.
Well, sure. They're happy to take whatever snapshot happens today. And remember, the election's not until, you know, next November, not this coming November, but next November. Lord only knows what the world's going to look like right before the election. And this is when a lot of people, by the way, really start to sit up and take notice of what's happening in the election. Once you get out to, you know, September and October of 2024, for example, that's just historically the way that it happens. But certainly the snapshot today is not going to win you the election tomorrow, but we'll see.
Yep. Yep, and yep, and we're getting ready to take a break. The music should be coming up. There it is right there. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more folks and Kyle Warren, too, the professor of politics, as we cruise along the radio airwaves. And thank you for tuning in on this great weekend. I hope you're doing fine wherever you're at. I know 200,000 people are suffering with the heat and with some flooding. So we'll try to do the best we can.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
I'm That goes out again, a dedication, special dedication to Congresswoman Nancy Mace, just simply because of what's in that song and what it talks about. Same with the one earlier. And Kyle, what do you think? Which one do you like better?
Well, you know, both those songs are great. You know, they were big hits for KC and the Sunshine Band. And they really sound good, even today. I mean, not just because they're sort of nostalgic, but, you know, because they're well put together records.
Yeah, and you could dance to them, and, you know, all the kids growing up, they loved it, and it was what it was. Now, the other thing is, and we're not kidding about this, we're going to do a Nancy Mace segment, and we're going to use one of those songs we played to do it. So we're going to have some fun with that. That's your department. You're going to get a chance to pick which one you want. Because of what the words say, and we'll use it as one of her segments when we bring her in to say something that she's said. Because she's in the news. She's trying to be in the news, be important, be relevant.
Well, I suppose so. It's a little strange, yeah.
Look what I did. I'm your congresswoman anyway. Okay. All right, take it away. What's going on out west?
Well, Captain, out west, of course, we continue to see some hot temperatures. A lot of our big excessive heat warnings have either turned into, you know, heat advisories or this kind of thing right now. But it's still going to be hot. Literally, wherever you are, and especially in the American Southwest, a heat advisory in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Right now, it's 77 degrees, but in Albuquerque, looks like it's going to be going up towards 97 on Saturday, 96 on Sunday, 97 on Monday, so you get the idea. It's still going to be some pretty hot temperatures. Right now, in the overnight hours, as we're on the weekend edition here of the program, looks like Phoenix is at 98 degrees. It was a little hotter last hour, but again, the same idea when you take a look at the forecast moving forward. 109 on Saturday, 109 on Sunday, dropping down a little bit on Monday, 105, so you get the idea. And of course, through Southern California as well. Still got some bad air quality. This is on Interstate 5 near Eugene, Oregon, because of some of those wildfires burning. And also, we've got more heat, of course, in the areas like Las Vegas and places like that. So be careful this weekend.
Okay, well, we're going to go to Kansas to begin with, and about half of Kansas is going to be under a high heat advisory. In particular, Kansas City south down to the Oklahoma line, you're going to have temperatures well into the hundreds. And you don't want to know what it feels like, but you're going to have temperatures in the hundreds. And then central Missouri, to include Columbia, you'll have the same situation there. Over towards St. Louis, you're going to have the same situation over there. But in the meantime, half of Missouri, half of Kansas, the upper one-third of Oklahoma, all under a high heat advisory. And if you're coming across Arkansas, you'll be in it there. All the way to, let's see here, to Memphis and then over towards Nashville. It hasn't moved further east in eastern Tennessee yet, but it might. And then up in Kentucky, the western third of Kentucky, the southern third of Illinois, and up in the central part of Illinois, there's a few scattered thunderstorms. In the meantime, you do have a line of storms from Michigan across I-90 all the way to Detroit. And there's a line of thunderstorms in Indiana right now. Fort Wayne is under a flood watch and a flood warning around Fort Wayne. There's been a lot of rain there tonight, and it's still raining. Also, the central part going across through Indianapolis, you've got some storms in that area. You've got a lot of rain up there, AM 660, Sandusky, Michigan, down towards Detroit, coming around to Toledo all the way over to Erie, Pennsylvania, and right over to the New York line, Ripley, New York. So heavy rain over in there. That's going to cause some flooding, certainly. Down in Alabama, central part of Alabama, all the way up to Tennessee, high heat advisory. All of Mississippi, high heat advisory. I mean, all of it. The eastern third of Louisiana, to include Lake Pontchartrain in New Orleans, high heat advisory. Then South Florida, high heat advisory with some showers today. We're going to see some excessive heat warmings up between Jacksonville to the south and I-75 and I-10 right there around Live Oak and Jasper and up towards Valdosta. So there'll be some very warm temperatures up there. And then finally, going up the East Coast,
the eastern half of North Carolina, the eastern half to include the shoreline of Virginia, all of Maryland, all of Delaware, up into southeastern New York towards Poughkeepsie, over Connecticut, right over towards Boston, and then up Boston towards the New Hampshire state line. You'll have a high heat advisory and warnings through there, and the possibility of some thunderstorms, too. So, Kyle, real quick, Pilot and Pine Jay, what do we want to know about them?
All right, folks, you definitely want to check out the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. They're the largest operator in the United States of America of travel centers, and you can find out all about them. Plus, the nearest location to where you are right now traveling across America, simply go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Find out about their amenities, their special offers, and more. pilotflyingj.com.
And a special thanks out to Mary, that's spelled M-A-R-R-Y, Mary, and Linda, and Sue, and Eddie, for their kind words over on the Facebook private messenger. Okay, we're going to go to the telephone. We've got Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
The drip, drip, drip continues.
Well, I mean, it's going to. We can't. The media is telling us as they learn these things, and they learn them as the entities are responding to them. I mean, not all requests go out at the same time, and they're all not going to come back at the same time. So there are other journalists that are, in fact, doing some work here that are, you know, doing interviews and so forth, and then, you know, I would say on the Trump side, Jack Smith, you know, you can bet that they're looking at the news and the polls, and they're going to put this stuff out there against Trump or people in Trump's orbit, and they're doing it as a countermeasure. So, I mean, it's, we are where we are, and just I'm going to tell you it's going to be this way for the next 4 years, 5 years. Are we really up for this again?
Well, Trump made a comment, and Kyle, what was that comment he made that we talked about a little while ago?
Well, President Trump is essentially saying, and I'm sure, Denise, I know you've probably heard this already, that he talked about he could run for president from prison if convicted and sentenced.
All right, hold that thought. Don't answer it because here comes the break. We'll do that on the flip side of the break, folks. Be back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with Kyle Warren, Denise Simon, and yours truly.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.